Today, July 9th, is the feast day of the Chinese martyrs, St. Augustine, Rong, and his companions. They were just canonized by Pope John Paul II in the year 2000. There were 120 martyrs that were selected out of the really tens of thousands, perhaps even more, hundreds of thousands of martyrs in China over these last centuries. We know that Christianity first came to China about the year 600 through missionaries coming by way of Syria. But the persecutions really began beginning about the year 1648. And even to this present day, you read stories of the persecutions of Christians and Catholics in China, even in the newspapers up until today. These 120 martyrs were again selected by Pope John Paul II. 87 of them were native Chinese, and 33 were foreign missionaries, mostly Dominicans, Jesuits, Franciscans, and Salesians. Among the 87 that were native-born Chinese martyrs, they range from ages 9 up to age 72. And among these 120 martyrs, there were 29 priests and 6 bishops included in the list. St. Augustine Rong was a Chinese soldier who had to accompany the bishop to his martyrdom in Beijing. And he was so inspired by the witness of this bishop that he himself asked for baptism, was baptized, and shortly after put to death. So look at the example of that witness that was given to him that brought about his immediate conversion and baptism, and very soon after that, his martyrdom. He was martyred in the year 1815. Now, of course, when you look at the situation in China in this past century, we see the persecutions of Christians and Catholics through Mao Zedong. You read the story of Father Aidan McGrath, who spread the Legion of Mary all over China in the 1940s, how the Legion of Mary was considered public enemy number one in China. And Mao Zedong and the communists began to persecute and arrest, torture and imprison and kill thousands of members of the Legion of Mary because they were active, because they were evangelizing. The estimate is about at least 4,000 members of the Legion of Mary were martyred, and as many as 40,000 were martyred and imprisoned during that time. Many of the legionaries spent 30 or 40 years in prison in communist China. Some, they say, are still in prison today. When you look at the state of China right now, there's over 1 billion souls in China, 1 billion people in China. Only a small percentage are Christian, even fewer percentage Catholic. They say that the underground Catholic Church in China maybe has 10 to 15 million people that are Catholic, that are trying to live out their faith, mostly even without Mass, but just being able to pray together and pray the rosary and hold on to the Catholic faith that was passed on to them, perhaps even from the 1930s and 40s and 50s. So what we should do today on this feast day of these Chinese martyrs is to remember to pray for the conversion of China. We should pray every day for these 1 billion souls that are there, and to pray that there will be the conversion of China, something we should be praying for each day. I also encourage you to attend the talk. We have a talk coming, I believe it's going to be next month, from Teresa Moreau, who wrote the memoirs of Father Aidan McGrath about his imprisonment in communist China. She'll be talking about the persecution of the Catholic Church in China and the state of the Church today in China and the life of this very inspiring a Legion of Mary priest who was 3 years in solitary confinement. So it should be a very inspiring talk. So pray today that the blood of the martyrs will be a springtime of the Catholic Church in China. Think of these 1 billion souls that are not baptized, that don't know Christ, and that have been really kept from Christ because of atheistic communism. Pray for the conversion of the leaders and of these beautiful people that need Christ so desperately. And so we pray, St. Augustine, Rong, and companions, pray for us.